This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a bunch of great stuff coming up in Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. I think I've got like five different Mike McDaniel clips from the Dolphins game. They got mic'd up. Anthony, there's a ton of stuff that we have on that front.
Yes, a ton.
Just funny stuff coming out of the Dolphins head coach. But you know, we'll get that get to that coming up next, and as well as some other really good sound from all over the sports world and beyond coming up to wrap up the show before we give way to talking Terps at 7 and Thursday Night Football a little bit later here on the Team 980. All right, so on Wednesdays we do our Competition Wednesdays, where Anthony and I pick three games apiece, and then a fourth that is our tiebreaker. Whoever loses that week, and tiebreaker, by the way, only if needed, because we do not pick the same game, so it's not like we're head-to-head. We pick different games typically, although we are allowed to pick the same one. Never happened, but it is in the rules. And the loser spins a wheel of mediocre punishment, which is sitting in the studio with Anthony, in part because Anthony has been the one to spin it 5 weeks in a row. However, Anthony, I can tell you from the First Impression Selection show on Monday when we accumulated our records, this is the worst week I've had against the spread in a while. I went only 7-7 on the Monday selections that I do on YouTube with Tony Squares, which is still pretty good, obviously, against the spread, but not the double-digit win totals that I've been putting up. So I do think going into this, you definitely have a chance this week.
That is lovely to hear, Craig. That is what I'll tell you. That is lovely to hear. I'll wait for the results, though. That's what I'll do. I'll wait.
Okay. So with that said, let's get into it. And we'll move kind of quick through this, and we'll spin the wheel, and then we got to get to our picks for this week. First game chronologically was the Thursday nighter, Anthony, which I kind of gave you as a gimme. I said if I went 3-0 and you went 2-1, and the one you missed was the Eagles on Thursday night, I would count that because you had the gall to pick against the Commanders, the cojones to pick against the Commanders. Really didn't matter. You won that game, so that's 1-0 for Anthony.
Yep.
So good job there.
Thank you, sir.
My first game was in the 1 o'clock window, the division rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. I was hoping that the Packers would just put the Bears out of their misery. They did not. So I am 0-1 after the first round of games, Anthony.
You know what we do there, Craig? We clap it up. Let's go. Come on. Keep it going.
Clap it up. We applaud. Anthony's very, very happy about that. Lovely, lovely for you. Next game for you was the Atlanta-Denver game, Anthony. That was one of my games. Next game for you, actually, you went double primetime. You went Sunday night, Monday night. So the next game's chronologically
with
me. Would you rather me go chronologically here, and I'll have my entire record before we get to your next two?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Next game was the Rams-Patriots game. I had LA -5. That is a win for me. So I am 1-1.
Oh, okay. That's
and then
scary.
The next game, not good. I went 1-2 on the week because I had Atlanta +2.5, and Atlanta lost by a million. They lost 38-6.
So are you 1-2 right now?
I am 1-2. So
oh my
Anthony,
gosh, Craig, I'm about to cry.
You have to get one of the next two games.
Come on, Craig. Deliver the good news. Deliver the good news, baby.
On Sunday Night Football, the Chargers and Bengals, you had Cincinnati +1.5.
No. Oh, hold on.
So it came down to Monday Night Football. And Anthony, the good news for you is that you took the Houston Texans -7.5. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the streak is over. Anthony Haney has finally beaten me.
Oh my God. I got off the slide. Oh my.
And by the way, for the record, you would have gotten the tiebreaker as well, because I had Baltimore minus three against Pittsburgh. You had the Steelers. So, Anthony, when I get back to D.C., when Uncle Craig duties is over. By the way, I've been told that they're now calling the, why is Uncle Craig not here? Because he's doing the Uncle Craig show. That's what is being told down the street at my sister-in-law's house right now, to the three-year-old. But when I get back from Uncle Craig duty here in Ohio, and I'm back in DC next week, I will, do we just do it on Wednesday? Actually, no, we're off on Wednesday because it's Thanksgiving. So Monday or Tuesday,
whenever. On Wednesday?
We're off on, yeah, we, there's a Maryland basketball or football game.
We are off, and we're off at 5:30 next Monday too.
Yes, we are. So we have two, you better get your Hoffman show fixed now, because we got a light week next week, but we will fit in Competition Wednesday somewhere. And when we do it, we will start that segment before we even reveal what the picks we are about to make, how those turn out. We will have me spin the wheel of mediocre punishment.
Also, can we do
next week?
Can we do our ice bath next week on Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday?
Yeah, we can do it on Wednesday. I got nothing doing.
Hey, like, I have my kids are gone, so the only obligation I have is the radio station, so I'm free.
Okay, so maybe on Wednesday Anthony and I are gonna work. He and I owe 1 3-minute ice bath. Anthony owes two.
I hope you end up actually spending this well, and you end up in there with me for 6 minutes as well.
We'll find out next Monday or Tuesday, whenever we decide to slate in Competition Wednesday. Tell you what, Anthony, let's take our final break here, and then when we get back, we will quickly pick our Week 12 games, and then we will get to real things, real people set into real microphones, but all kinds of news. So let's get to what's trending.